Let us pray. Dear God, as time keeps on drifting into the future, and amidst everything that is going on, so much that is happening, but in the midst of all that's transpiring, oh God, your goodness is detectable. Your grace and all of the things, Father, that we have that only you can give, they are yet noticeable, Father, which brings us to a point of praise. We praise you, O God, right now. We lift you up, we bless your holy name, and we infuse our thanks, O God, into the moment as we realize, Father, how good you've been and how blessed we are. Father, thank you for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for. I just lift them up to you now, Father. Do not know the specific circumstances that they are facing in life, Father, but I know that they need you. And I lift them up to you, Father, now. I lift up their health to you, Father. I pray that they are, that they're well. I pray, Father, that you can keep them well. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would rid them of any sickness, any kind or type now, sicknesses that are known or unknown. Father, you have the power. You have omnipotent power over all disease and dis-ease. Oh God, and I pray for their health now. I pray for their health, Father, that you would just keep them. And then, oh God, I ask that you would shut down all demonic, satanic activity that is happening, any weapon that the devil is forming and fashioning, oh God, to be used in his arsenal of discouragement and despair and delay, all of these things, Father, that human condition experiences, oh God. But we shut down now all of his plots and plans. We shut down the devil's purposes now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your blood that cleanses, that powers, that empowers, that gives strength from day to day. Oh God, thank you. We know, Father, that we are never exempt from all of life's pressures and pains and problems. But may we learn the lessons, Father, that you want us to know, that you use these kinds of things to train us, to teach us, to show us, to reveal to us, Father, for us to see ourselves and see those around us and see you better, understand you better, Father. We pray right now. I pray, Father, that you keep this person's family ever so close to you. And I pray, Father, that throughout life, this person would get closer to you. Oh, God, bless now and touch. Give them a great day today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Oh, God, thank you for today. And thank you for everything in the day. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that this person would have a great day. Have a good day, because it's well within your reach. You don't have to wait for good things to happen for it to be a good day. You can decide and determine that it's going to be good based on your response. You can do that if you have made Jesus your choice. And if you have not done that, all you have to do is believe, or firstly accept the fact and acknowledge that you need Jesus, and then believe that he is the only begotten Son of God, and that he died and rose again after 3 days. And when you confess that with your mouth, because you believe it in your heart, then the Bible says you shall be saved. And oh, you have a good day. But more importantly, you'll have a good life, a life, a temporal life that leads to eternal life with God the Father. Make that choice today. I'd love to hear from you, or to at least hear of you. And before we allow for this meditative moment to fade into oblivion and inactive use, would you be so kind as to think of others who may need it and send it to them? You may make their day. You may make their life. Send it to them. Be a blessing. And this is Pastor C. Ramont Morris of Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. Until the next time, I love you. Take care and bye-bye.